If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first 3 orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
It's the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold today. Graham Hill sitting in for Victoria. Everyone's got PTO. It's late in the year. Everyone's got some PTO. Got to burn it. You know, it's if you don't use it, you lose it. You know what I mean, Graham?
You know
what I mean? If you don't use it, you lose it. So that's why we were sitting in here today. But we're thankful for you all for listening in today. And I know it's not easy for a lot of Carolina Panthers fans during times like this. And you know what? I do not blame Carolina Panthers fans that they've checked out. I do not blame Carolina Panthers fans if they've checked out on this season, because the bill of goods that we were sold, the Panthers fans, what they were sold going into this season was like, hey, you know what? The team that we saw go 7-10 last year, that went 6-6 down the stretch with Steve Wilks, you know, with the constant revolving door of quarterbacks, whether it was P.J. Walker or it was Baker Mayfield, who eventually just got cut, or Sam Darnold. Heck, Jacob Eason even played some snaps last season for the Carolina Panthers. Remember that guy, Jacob Eason?
Just a carousel of quarterbacks.
A revolving door, which, you know, like a turnstile at a metro, kind of like we were describing the offensive line for the Carolina Panthers. But I digress. I do not blame Panthers fans for saying, you know what? What do I have to look forward to the future? What is there for me to look forward to? Because this team that we saw last season that actually formulated an identity for the first time since David Tepper actually bought this team. We actually saw that under Steve Wilks last season. Now, this is not me talking about Steve Wilks should have been the head coach. I'm not going to get that. That stuff's been discussed. That stuff's all in the past. I'm looking forward to the future. But the hope that we had going into this season was, hey, you know what? We showed some signs of life. There were some different things. Okay, if we add a couple different pieces here and there. Okay, we get an offensive-minded coach. Let's find the right quarterback. Now you're 1-12, and you look like a dumpster fire. Like, it's a completely dysfunctional franchise from top to bottom, and there is nothing about this team right now that says, you know what? There's something that we're building for right now. Because I think some Panthers fans could take maybe some losses as long as you show, like, all right, you know what? The offense is progressing. We're seeing things build from week to week. We're seeing Bryce Young grow from week to week. If we would have seen that, okay, you're going to take some losses because it's a miss here and there. Like, all right, we still need a couple pieces. But if you saw growth, I think Carolina Panthers fans can sit there and say, you know what? Maybe didn't make the playoffs this season, but there's growth and there's hope and there's potential moving forward. And right now, Carolina Panthers, that franchise has not given the fans any sort of reason to think that right now. Even the hope of having Bryce Young as the number one pick right now isn't really giving Panthers fans a lot of hope. And I'm not putting this is not a Bryce Young bash, because what surrounded Bryce Young has been absolute crap. From personnel, play calling, decisions by the front office, it's all been bad. He's a byproduct of what's been years in the making from David Tepper in this franchise. Because you look what Bryce Young has to deal with right now offensively. He's got a terrible offensive line that gives up a ton of sacks, that gives up a lot of pressures. I know some of those sacks and stuff were on Bryce for maybe holding on to the ball too long, maybe not recognizing someone that's open early enough. I get that. Stuff that rookies go through. But he's getting beat up a lot. He's going to get happy feet. He's got receivers who are subpar. And it's frustrating for Panthers fans when you see DJ Moore pop off again. You see Christian McCaffrey pop off again. You're like, man, wish we'd had those two guys. Man, wish we would have had a number one receiver like that, or at least a legit threat on the outside. Man, really wish we would have had a playmaker at running back. Oh, wait, we did, and we gave them away. And I think that's the frustrating thing for Panthers fans when they see a 28-6 loss. This offense and this team has not gotten any sort of bit better since week one. Heck, they haven't gotten anything better since the preseason. We're still seeing the same stuff. We were sold in the offseason during the preseason games. We're just keeping things vanilla. We're not going to show anything that we do. We're really not going to show anything about what we do. We don't anyone. It's like this gamesmanship, right? We're not going to show anyone anything going into this year because We want to catch teams off guard early in the year. And then we're going to try and stay ahead of them when they try and figure us out. We're going to have that next phase of our offense. No, you didn't. That was just your offense. That was just your offense. You're 1-12 this season. You've already fired your head coach. It's just everything about the way this franchise has been run has just been bad. And this offseason, again, what we were sold of, we even had David Tepper say, hey, with this guy that we have coming in at quarterback, we don't need to have top-end receivers because he's going to throw guys open. We're going to have the offensive scheme because we put together this all-star coaching staff. This all-star coaching staff that's already seen three guys get let go before season's end from this all-star coaching staff. I feel bad for Bryce in the sense that he doesn't have a good offensive line to protect him. The offensive weapons around him aren't good. They're just not. I mean, Adam Thielen was balling out the first half of the season, but teams quickly figure out, keep two guys on him, you're pretty much governing it. That's really it. So his production has dropped off. He had a pretty decent game yesterday, but overall his production has dropped. It's hard to ask a 33-year-old receiver to be the top guy. It's hard to ask him from that when he's never been a speed guy ever in his career. So he's not going to stretch teams deep. DJ Chark's supposed to be your deep threat, but he can't make a contested catch. And Jonathan Mingo's just a rookie. I'm not sure what he's doing half the time. We were sold the bill of goods on this franchise and on this team, and I do not blame Panthers fans for having checked out. If you would have spent your time yesterday watching another football game or doing something else as opposed to watching the Panthers play, I do not blame you one bit. I don't. I can only anticipate what it's going to look like on Christmas Eve when the Packers are in town.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a sea of yellow and gold. I'm sorry, yellow and green. My apologies. Yellow and gold. Yeah, whatever. It's going to be a sea of anything other than Carolina Panther blue. An absolute sea of it. People I know are going to sit there and say, when's Scott Fitterer, the general manager, going to lose his job? When's he going to get fired? I was actually surprised when Frank Reich got let go that we didn't see Scott Fitterer's name also mixed up into that. Hey, also let go, general manager Scott Fitterer. Dan Morgan's going to be the interim GM, who's right now the assistant general manager. Since Tepper didn't make that decision on the same time of letting go Frank Reich, I don't think Fitterer is going to get left. I don't think Fitterer is going to get let go until after the season. Because after the disaster of a press conference that we saw with David Tepper, after the firing of Frank Reich, you think Tepper is going to want to step in front of the media again?
Yeah, that quickly?
That quickly?
Get any answers to begin with from the original press conference.
And it was just bad all in all. Like, just flat out was just a bad look. Like, there was nothing, even after that, like, that was an opportunity for David Tepper to really take the reins and say, hey, you know what, guys? Like, I screwed this one up. I got this one wrong. I'm going to do everything I can to make things right. I'm going to try and find people that are going to help me get this thing in the right direction because I want to win. And this fan base deserves winning, and I need to find the way to best make this franchise win. Did you know this, Graham? There are three players on the Panthers roster who have been on the Panthers roster when the last time they had a winning season, which was 2017.
Mm.
Three guys. J.J. Jansen, the long snapper. Taylor Moten, starting right tackle.
Yeah.
Shaq Thompson, who's unfortunately been hurt this season. That's it. No one currently wearing a Panthers, other than those three guys, no one has ever had a winning season with the Carolina Panthers, other than those three guys. Now, I understand that, you know, Von Bell, you know, had success during his time with the Cincinnati Bengals and obviously Minnesota Vikings with Adam Thielen, things like that. I get that. I'm talking wearing a Panthers uniform. Only three guys have experienced a winning season in a Carolina Panthers uniform. J.J. Jansen, Shaq Thompson, Taylor Moten. That's it. That's it. And right now, your number one overall pick that was supposed to be yours, it's going to be Chicago's. And they're going to pick Drake May, Caleb Williams. Heck, Justin Fields has had a really good stretch of football games. If they decide, you know what, we're going to ride things out with Justin Fields, which, whatever, that's a totally different conversation. Yeah, King's Ransom. Hey, who wants that first pick again? Let's get more first-round picks from teams. Let's get more second-round picks. Hey, who wants to trade us their top wide receiver? Who wants it for the right to draft Caleb Williams? I don't blame Panthers fans for having checked out on this season.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.